homeboy has no business taking this young, attractive employee out to dinner one-on-one. And they're like going to some really nice restaurant like Chester's Chop House or, you know, the Scots and Sirloin or something like that. I mean, they're going in.
I feel like we've ramped this thing up and created an issue that's not even existing.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't even exist.
You're sticking to that. You're saying it's not a big deal.
I feel like you and others have blown it up into something it's not.
It is highly inappropriate. It is very unprofessional. It's a no-go lane. It's out of bounds. Penalty.
We get it.
I mean, 869-1093. All right, girl, you've been waiting to weigh in on this. Go ahead, jump on the phone here. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, I have a question. I was wondering if the wife would be so concerned if the employee was old and ugly.
I was just thinking that. Is it just because she's quote-unquote young and beautiful? Because if she wasn't, would it be that big of a deal?
Let me pause. Pause. You were just thinking that, girl? That just popped into your mind, huh?
I wonder where she got that idea from.
Let this woman speak, because it sounds like I might have someone who slightly agrees with me.
No, I'm not saying I agree with you. I was just wondering if that was the main reason why she's so concerned about it.
Because, it is.
Yeah. I mean, when I think about it, if an employee was old and ugly, I'd probably like, oh, okay, whatever. No, he's just taking out Miss Sue.
Wait a minute.
Miss Thang.
Old and ugly people need love too. Come on.
But would this be an issue? Would we be talking about this right now? Gotten this message from this lady if this was a 69, 75-year-old woman in freaking HR?
We just heard a story about this 94-year-old woman that's got a 30-year-old boyfriend.
And?
I mean, the boyfriend's pretty happy.
God. Don't do that.
What?
Well, trying to flip it.
I definitely agree with the other lady when she said that there's a HR issue. Like, there's definitely an ethics concern with that. And if the wife is so worried about it, why don't she just invite herself?
Yeah, see,
right, just show up. Or I say, park in the parking lot, peer through the window, get those binoculars, put on your hat, wig, so they don't.
No,
an unmarked car.
You're too busy now.
You're doing a lot.
All right, girl, thank you for calling, okay?
All right.
Wow. So
now I'm doing too much.
Well, I mean, she's got a point. I mean, if she was old and ugly, you know, but.
Thank you.
Geez, that'd be kind of like, you know.
It'd be like how what?
I mean, shoot. Just because you're old and ugly don't mean, you know, damn. There's a lot of old and ugly people right now.
Just stop.
Okay.
Deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.